Paul talks to football players and tries to stay out of the way. It's the Pauly Pigskin Report.
Yeah, Pauly Pigskin Report.
Key, don't get run over. Everything else is gravy on the sideline. That's how it works down there. Our key to the game before the game, make our nickname come true. Remember, Wolf, pregame? Mitchell to Picksky.
Yes.
What?
Mitchell to Picksky. That was the game plan. It's like the U of A call from Healy and Rapper.
We block two.
No.
Man,
right.
Oh,
no.
Man.
You know what? We block two.
You got to get two picks off Mitchapalooza. And then after the game, sure enough, Trey Boston, who had one.
One interception is not enough. We got to intercept everything that comes our way. So, no, I don't feel good about just having one interception because I could have had two to help this team win a ball game.
Let's go all the way back to the very beginning, though. Cardinals first drive, third play, third and four. Sam to Christian Kirk, 30 yards. He hangs in with Danny Trevathan blitzing right. He stands in and hits Kirk for the longest play of the season. I think we're all like, okay, here we go. He's standing in the pocket, right? Next play, David Johnson, 4 yards. And then we're thinking in terms of this toughness, in terms of the tenacity on the sideline, more significantly than David Johnson for 4 yards, is the fact that Jermaine Gresham is finishing his block and then some. He's still fighting his guy beyond the echo of the whistle, and a bunch of guys sort of look at each other, and they're nodding their heads, and they're like, yep, 84 is back, Jermaine Gresham. And you're feeling pretty good, because next play, tight end again, Bradford hits Ricky Seals-Jones, 35-yard score, and once again, he steps up in the pocket, exactly what they were talking about all week, right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, okay, message sent, message received, you know, you got a quarterback who hangs in, now you got a chance in the game, letting the routes develop. And then Chicago gets its first possession, and two of the first three plays are big runs. And 17 yards by Howard, 21 by Cohen. Not exactly still sure what happened on those. The Cardinals did get that tightened down and ratcheted down from there. But second and seven, there was the pass then to Jordan Howard. Gerald Hodges yelled at by the defensive coaches. Appeared he was late or hesitant getting out to cover the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm guessing they watched the Redskins film, because was that not a big persistent problem the entire Redskins game, covering the back out of the backfield? And I'm guessing that's exactly where Matt Nagy got that one.
I would say not only that, Paulie, but also attacking the perimeter as well. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of perimeter runs that actually worked.
And then third down and six, we see it, one of the big adjustments for the Cardinals on defense, dialing it up.
We did. We talked about that early in the game plan. I thought Coach Holcomb did a tremendous job. Guys executed.
I mean, they brought five and six a lot more than they did the first two games, and that was by design with a young quarterback.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? Steve Wilks, of course, and his staff, they consider six to be a blitz. Five is not a blitz. Five is pressure, very much like Wade Phillips, of course, and any other football mind in the football universe, but
pro football focus is not, that's why I prefer to say they brought the numbers, Wolf.
That's
just
exactly
go, they brought
right,
the numbers, you know what I mean?
A lot more dogs, Paulie. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
And by the way, Mitchapalooza strip sacked by Robert Kimdichi, and then the fumble recovery by Corey Peters, right? So you're okay, this is trending well. Next play, Sam the strike to David Johnson. It's 14-0. Mike McCoy thrusts both arms straight up into the air at 14-0, right? Victory, at least on that one play. He turns around, first smile I've seen on the man's face, and he points right at Kevin Garver, the receiver's coach, and you're like, man, this offense, all of a sudden they figured it out. Bradford comes off, first smile I've seen by Sam on the field, and I mean, the sideline at 14-0 couldn't have been better at that point.
Especially, too, when you consider the fact it was David Johnson, was it not, right? David Johnson coming out of the backfield, running a corner route down the field once again, running routes down the field and catching the ball right there. Great play call, well executed, and, man, we all thought we were rolling at that point.
Here's the problem. After that, not many smiles. The offense goes punt, 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 interception, interception, fumble, and then the interception sacked to end the game. And
boy, it's hard to believe that, Paulie. Say that just, again. I mean, honestly, punt, punt, punt.
Interception, interception, fumble, and then with Rosen, interception, sack to end the game. And
you started what? Touchdown, punt, touchdown.
Touchdown, correct.
Wow.
Yeah, and you're 14-3 at the half, and Coach Wilks is talking about how they have to do a better job getting off the field, the defense, and you see where it might be trending a little bit. Opening possession, second half, third down, Chandler Jones gets pressure, right? Gets the sack. At the last moment, did you notice how Corey Peters kind of ended up on the pile, right? And they're coming off, and Chandler's stiff-arming Corey and laughing. He's like, hey, dude, you're trying to bogart a piece of my sack over there, you know, and they're laughing about that. But Chandler did get the full sack, by the way, in the score. scorebook there.
It's good to see that.
How about Wolf? Good to see a pass to the fullback. Cardinals' first possession of the third quarter, and this was the last smile I saw on the sideline because the fellas loved the pass to the fullback, Derek Coleman. And Terry Allen turns around the assistant running backs coach, and he's like nodding and smiling at all the DBs, like, see, told you my fullback could catch. That's
just released him right through the line. He ran an out route, and Bradford put it on him. And then he, you know what, honestly, nice catch, and I thought really a physical run after that.
Problem is that drive ends with the interception. J.J. Nelson, did the man stumble? Did you guys see replays? Did he stumble? Why did he decelerate? I mean, do you see a look on Bradford's face on that interception as if, well, J.J., why didn't you hit the turbo boost and go get that? It was in the air. Why didn't you run under that?
Or hit the turbo boost and at least play a little defense.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's on both because I don't think that Bradford did a great job looking off the safety. But at the same time, Nelson just seemed to stop. Like, well, I guess it's overthrown. I don't know.
I don't know if he like lost the ball in the air. I have no idea. And then there was the other Sam interception, and Wilkes starts working the sideline and talking to position groups one by one. He doesn't do a lot of this, but that's when he started working the sideline. And then finally, when Bradford gets hit by Mack and he fumbles, and as we reported down the sideline as it went down, Wilkes walked over to Sam Bradford. He was sitting down. He took off his headset, said something in Sam's ear, and then moments later, Byron Leftwich talked to Rosen, and the kid is going in.
I thought we needed a spark, you know. I thought, again, we had got a little stagnant there. I felt like it was too big for him, and that's why I put him in the game.
And he starts warming up, and he does this from time to time, but this time it was minus Bradford, so you know he's going in. And then in the commercial break before the Cardinals' possession there, he confers with McCoy. They look at the laminated play sheet. They're sort of pointing. So I guess, you know, McCoy has said before, he always asks the quarterbacks, what do they want to run? And then Rosen goes over, headbutts each of the offensive linemen, and he's smiling before he goes in. Consider the situation. He's not gripping. He literally was smiling about as cool and calm as collected as you could imagine. And then Bradford came over and said something to the entire offense, and then he said something to Rosen. I asked him about it.
I just told him, go get the win. Be him, go out there, do what he's capable of doing, and lead this team.
And then as Bradford walked away, Larry grabbed Bradford and said something to him. Because
such a class move by Larry.
It was,
really.
And there was an extended conversation.
Just obviously disappointed in the turnovers. You know, just felt like I put our team in a bad spot in the second half today.
And we know what happened from there, the final two possessions and Josh Rosen after the game.
After they told me I just want to go down and get a field goal and try to win the game, didn't happen, unfortunately, but we got a long season. Hopefully I'll find my group.
Just the degree of difficulty of going into the game in that situation, it's like a 100-meter sprint and you're jumping in at the 50-meter mark. Everyone is just up to playing with a lather and furious, you know, and a frenzy, and you got to go into the game. And he moved the ball, but it's just such a tough thing for any rookie, especially at that spot. It's just... There you go. Got to run down the hallway. That's your Paulie Pigskin report.
Thank you, Paulie.